This is Local Views, third time in February, '09. After noting the 200th anniversary of Charles Darwin's birth last week, it's ironic that the latest version of a monkey trial now is before the U.S. Supreme Court, and it's almost local. A teacher at a private school, Christian of course, in Roseville, objects to the University of California website called Understanding Evolution. Specifically, Gene Caldwell objects to one page in this 840-page site, which says that the perception of a conflict between evolutionary science and the Christian story of creation is a misconception. The legal issues are convoluted.
It's an
Caldwell claims that because the site is posted by the university,
her right to practice her religion,
just as if the university had posted a religious doctrine on the wall of a building. Lower courts dismissed her claim, saying that her potential exposure to the website was so minimal that she didn't even have the right to file suit. Unresolved is the question of whether the Internet is a public place, the same as land and buildings. If the Supreme Court takes the case and decides that it is, it could have a major impact on the future of electronic communications, but Caldwell would have to return to the lower courts if she wants a decision on any fundamental questions about science and religion. Don't hold your breath. A lot of other stuff is happening on the foggy legal landscape of defining and controlling what gets posted in the electronic archives of human civilization. High schools and colleges are social institutions where the gossip and rumor mills lend themselves easily to all those little multifunction portable electronic devices. Just a few years ago, someone could spread a nasty lie about you in less than a day, and about all you could do was complain, maybe get into a couple of fights. Now the rumor spreads in less than a second, and it comes with pictures. Lawsuits are starting to pile up, and they all boil down to the question of whether the Internet is just oral communication, or is it more like broadcasting and the printed word? Is it slander, is it libel, or is it just free speech? More important are the sites which allow consumers to sound off about the products and services they get in the retail economy. Advertising has a stranglehold on the consumer when the only recourse is to tell your friends. Now when you've been ripped off, you can tell the whole world, and the Institute of Business has a keen interest in taking that right away from you. The law of supply and demand was repealed long ago when the art of marketing seized control of the demand. The Internet makes it much harder to generate demand for an inferior product. Consumers now are free to tell lies as big as those the advertisers tell, and to name names. This, too, is a question likely to show up in the Supreme Court, but even that exalted authority may be powerless. They don't call it cyberspace for nothing. Somewhere in the universe, there'll always be a web address no government can touch. Here are a couple more thoughts on the redistribution of power, if not wealth. Headlines this week warned of 50 million jobs being lost worldwide by the end of this year. Blame that on the perceived crisis in U.S. capitalism, which has been the creator and the promoter of globalization. Globalize the economy, you get a global crash. We know that millions are looking for work in this country and millions more doing the same in China, because unemployed people in the U.S. aren't buying as much stuff made in China. The survival of the mega corporations always has been dependent on keeping the middle class middle in the U.S. By globalizing, the corporations planted the seeds of a middle class in the rest of the world, but they're having a little trouble sustaining it. 50 million is a pretty impressive number. The hungrier those millions get, the more likely they'll get organized. In her newspaper column recently, Amy Goodman suggested that the solution to the mortgage crisis in this country is for people to simply refuse eviction from their homes in foreclosure. If that movement gets off the ground, it's a revolutionary statement that makes the Boston Tea Party look about as rebellious as jaywalking. We've already seen instances of local law enforcement refusing to participate in evictions, and President O says he's going to slap a regulatory ceiling on house payments based on income or the lack of it. Capitalism will survive and thrive in this new world economy that's evolving in front of us, but the wealth and power of the individual capitalists who got us here won't be the same. It's a case of being careful what you wish for. This globalization thing isn't quite what the fat cats thought it would be. That's Local Views for this week. This is Mark Stannert reminding you this commentary doesn't necessarily throw any tea in the bay for KVMR, its management staff or contributors. Email mark@calopy.com.